For everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, and who humbles himself shall be exalted. These words of our Lord conclude this gospel, my dear friends, seems to describe perfectly the life of our glorious patron saint, St. Pius X, that we were celebrating his feast yesterday. His own private secretary, the Cardinal Mary Delval, said that the main trait, aspect of his temperament character was humility. And you know that Cardinal Mary Delval wrote this beautiful litany of humility, which seems to describe all the virtues and attitude of St. Pius X, since the Cardinal was so close on a daily basis working with St. Pius X. He seems to have written this litany of the humility after having observed how St. Pius X was behaving. And the bravery said about him, exalt his virtues of humility, simplicity, and poverty. You know how humble and poor St. Pius X was. Came from a poor family, and you know these circumstances. In order to save up his shoes and not to oblige his parents to buy new shoes, he was walking barefoot to the school, hanging his shoes on his shoulders and just taking them when he arrived at school. And just before dying, you know, he said, I was born poor, I have lived poor, I wish to die poor. And on the inscription on his tomb, when he was first buried in the crypt of the Vatican, it was read, poor yet rich, meek and humble of heart, undaunted champion of the Catholic faith to restore all things in Christ, having done so much, died holily, August 20th, 1914. I'll summarize the life of St. Pius X, his virtues, copying the meekness and humility of the Sacred Heart of his Blessed Lord, of whom he was a vicar on earth. With humility and poverty, but a strong defender of the Catholic doctrine, wishing to restore all things in Christ. And that was his motto, his agenda, that he presented in the very first encyclical he wrote at the beginning of his pontificate. And to the contrary of the previous popes we had since 1960, who find the world wonderful and so full of promises, to which world we must open the windows of the church to make the argumento of the church and to adapt the church to the world, to live according to the spirit and the modern man. St. Pius X, the opposite, described in his very beginning of his first encyclical how bad the world is. how bad the situation for the church, for the Christian civilization is, and how much people, the cause, he says, the cause of this terrible, appalling situation in which actually the church and the world and societies are, is the apostasy. Apostasy. People abandon God. People live here on earth just for the material good, for this life, not thinking of the next, not thinking of God, not caring for God from whom they have received everything. And, of course, he will denounce not only the pagan who abandon God, who don't care for God, but he will denounce also the Catholic, and among the Catholic, which causes to the Pope the grievous pain, as he wrote in the beginning of his encyclical Passion Day. It is unfortunately in our days, now, the worst enemies who are destroying the Catholic Church are no longer outside the Church as it was in the past. They are now within the Church. They are among the clergy, among the priests, who have embraced false doctrines, errors, heresies, and who are spreading them, teaching them to the people, to the flock. And so, in order to combat this apostasy of the world and the errors within the church by the modernists, as he called them and described them, he precisely adopt this motto, this agenda of his pontificate, Omnia restaurare in Christo, to restore all things in Christ. Christ is the King of heaven and earth. He has reconciled us with his Father by his redemption, and the Church, the mystical body of Christ, must continue this work of redemption and reconcile us with the Father, restoring everything, private life, family life, civil society life in Christ according to the teaching of our blessed Lord, of the gospel of the church. And to achieve this agenda, this great purpose, you see, of his pontificate, and we could say that is the agenda of a true pastor. A pastor of soul has no other aim but to lead the flocks towards Christ, towards our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, the only Savior of men. How will he do so? What will be the means he will use for this sublime, holy purpose of salvation of soul and to lead soul to a blessed Lord and to heaven? The formation and sanctification of the clergy and the devotion to Mary. That will be the two main instruments of the Pope. And he wrote a special encyclical for the priest, giving them guidelines for their sanctification. And he said, and he wrote in his encyclical, we don't see when he wrote to the bishop, take care of the formation, sanctification of the priest of your diocese. This strong warning, unfortunately, has been abandoned by after the Second Vatican Council, and we know what's left in the seminaries in our days. So no wonder. You see, since we want to restore all things in Christ, we must first put Christ the priority of those who have for mission to give Christ to the soul, the priest. For the priest must have the consciousness of their sublime vocation to be other Christ in order to give Christ to the soul, to the flock. And how the priest give Christ to the flock? Mainly and first of all by the Holy Mass, by the Holy Communion. And that's why he's a Pope of the Holy Communion, and he wanted the children, as soon as they are the age of reason, be already able to receive their Lord and their God in their innocent, pure soul. The Pope of the Mass, of the priesthood, and of the Holy Communion to restore all things in Christ. But to go to Christ, to receive Christ, to imitate Christ, there is no other means and way to go to Jesus but Mary. And St. Pius X was a great devoted to the Blessed Virgin Mary. He was a Marian Pope. At the very beginning of his pontificate, in order to prepare the 50th anniversary of the promulgation of the dogma of the Immaculate Conception, he wrote this beautiful prayer to the Immaculate Conception, which is a little treatise of devotion to Mary according to the doctrine of St. Louis Marie de Montfort. St. Pius X was a great devoted to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and then he published this magistral, you see, encyclical Ad Diem Illum in honor of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which is an explanation, doctrinal and theological explanation of the treatise of St. Louis de Montfort, The True Devotion to Mary. You see. And he, let me quote, in the beginning of this encyclical, he gives this devotion to Mary as the best way to restore things in Christ. You see. Our chief reason, venerable brethren, for commemorating the 50th anniversary of the proclamation of the Immaculate Conception of the Mother of God is the fact that it should enkindle an ardent zeal in the Christian people for restoring all things in Christ. If you want to restore all things in Christ, we must dedicate ourselves to the Immaculate Conception in our life and in our families. Consecrate yourself and your families to the Immaculate Conception. Mary is the surest and easiest means of uniting all persons with Christ and obtaining through him the perfect adoption of sons. In such a way, we become holy and immaculate in the sight of God. Pope of Mary, the Marian Pope, St. Pius X. And so, my dear friend, we could summarize, you see, the pontificate, such important pontificate of St. Pius X, you see, wants to restore all things in Christ, and that's what we want, you see, in our life. That really we belong to Christ, we imitate our blessed Lord, we live of Jesus Christ in order one day to reign with Jesus Christ in heaven. According to the teaching of a great patron saint, let us have a great, tremendous devotion to the Holy Mass. that the priest gave you the mass of the tradition, the Catholic mass.
Yes.
Let us pray for the sanctification of our priests and for the raise of many vocations to the priesthood we need so badly this time. Let us have a great devotion to the Mass. Come to the Mass as much as you can for the restoration of all things in Christ and in your life and your family. Teach your children the love, the respect, the esteem, the devotion to the Mass and to the Holy Eucharist. And then teach them, have devotion to the Immaculate Conception, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to the Mother of God, who is our Mother, as he explained in this encyclical, by being member of the mystical body of Christ, Mary is truly the Mother of our soul. Let us ask St. Pius X today and during this Mass or to obtain for us, for our families and for the Church, these graces for which he fought and worked all his life. The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.